Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Osinski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dan Osinski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to second. Dan Osinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osinski hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steele takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Steele moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Steele moves to third. Buford moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to home to get Steele. Buford moves to third. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Osinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Osinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steidel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Petrocelli fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Conigliaro scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. John Wyatt now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw scores. Berry moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter pinch hits for John Wyatt. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lundborg now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tommy John. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Al Weiss pinch runs for Marv Steele. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundborg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Agee steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski now playing left field. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron pinch hits for John Buzzard. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.